I started running track and field at the end of my high school days, and then it turned out to paying for college, went to college and did that, and ended up moving to Oregon 3 years ago to run professionally, and that led to some good success in track and field. I actually was able to race Usain Bolt. The only time we were face to face was when we were getting ready to run. He was the lane ahead of me, and there was a couple times passing by.
When was this?
This is about 2 years ago. I see him usually each year. I run track, so we have circuits in Europe. It's our professional circuit, so we cross paths quite a bit. But the day you race him, you realize it really doesn't get much faster. And there's a set expectation that he's going to win, and the crowd is huge, and it's actually kind of crazy how much of a fan base he has.
I'm Gregory Day. You're listening to PDXPodcast.com. Today's special guest is professional track and field sprinter Joe Morris. He's the founder of Bridgetown Fitness, and we'll learn more about how he came to the Rose City in the following.
I'm from Denver.
You're from Denver?
From Denver. They said, come up here, run professional track and field. I was going to run with one of the Olympians here, sprinter.
Who's they?
So it's a team. It's a team. It's a Nike team. They have one of the fastest
Nike
sprinters.
Oh, it's Nike team.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you come up. I came up, and on my way up, my truck broke down. I had a 99 Chevy Tahoe.
I read
it broke
about
down.
This, yes.
Yep. It broke down in Twin Falls, Idaho, and it was at 3 in the morning, and honestly, I left the end of the story, short story. I basically left the car there in Twin Falls, hitchhiked pretty much half of the way, and left
Twin
everything
Falls,
I
Idaho?
Owned. Twin Falls, Idaho.
Okay.
Everything I owned was in the car. It's gone. I gave it away, so sold the car for $300. Now I'm here.
Right. So you're not a big material guy.
No. No. I'm always on the run. I think a coming to reality experience was 2012, one of my first times in Oregon. I went to the Olympic trials. I was still in college, had the jersey and everything. It was a big moment for me. We packed our stuff up. We filled ourselves. We had high hopes in the plane on the way over. We were for certain, and I'm sure this is how it always is with athletes. You just felt like you had done all the training in the world. I felt young coming into it, and I've been watching track and field. It's not a sport where we have big stadiums in every state like NFL and NBA. And it was one of those things where I was going to one of the biggest stadiums that I'd watched on TV for a long time, and I was going to see some of these people that I only watch on TV, and I figured I'd never meet them. But it was that moment. We get out there, and we were waiting for the heats to come out. So just basically see who's in our race the first day. I'm laying there in my hotel room, and the heats finally come out, and I realize I'm packed with gold medalists and Olympic record holders. My heart was beating so fast, but it's that confidence that you have as an athlete at this point that you just push past and you'll win, because somehow it's why not? So I get in the blocks that day, and I remember just staring at some of these backs. So you have the likes of, you know, Justin Gatlin and these guys, and he was directly in the lane next to me, and I remember thinking, man, these guys just look professional. I was a lot smaller, just kind of, I felt a little left out in this moment, but when they shot the gun and we started running down this track, I immediately, they left me pretty quick, let's just say that, and I was watching their backs, and I took the last place, and I remember just hiding out in the stadium somewhere. I went somewhere to just be alone. And that was a weird out-of-body experience, but in that moment, I realized that from that point on, I would take everything else I did so much more serious and with heart and enjoy it, mostly. I was going to enjoy it. And so that kind of fired up the rest of my track career, and it's kind of led to this strange creativity that I have now outside of sports. I love... Again, you know, it turned out to my weird YouTube moments where I just start learning things. So, you know, TED Talks, how do you make this? How do you start a business? And so I've kind of used that drive that I've learned from that one moment of losing at the top level and trying to push myself to get there again and win again.
That's your most memorable moment is coming in?
In last place. It was hard because I...
That's interesting. That's not the answer I expected.
No, it wasn't. I had a silver medal once, and that was a big day. It was the contracts were in line. It was a wild day, but it was about the loss and that loss and how it affected me. It shocked me how hurt I was about it and shocked about it. I was shocked. And that was, and I had an out-of-body experience thinking, you know what?
You had that, an out-of-body
experience?
That was
experience?
It. It
was
really?
A sad out-of-body experience. I thought, this is not going to ever, this isn't, I'm going to learn something from this. It was something strange about it that made me want to push harder. The win, when I had the win, it was a win that you know you've done the work.
I've actually heard coaches say that what makes a winner at the highest echelon of sports, what gets a team from, you know, division championship to the championship, is belief. Have you taken that belief into other areas of your life?
I Certainly.
Mean, it sounds as if you have.
I have. It just...
Self-belief,
it's built in.
Yes.
Self-belief. Your attitude changes. Your life changes. I've talked to many people. It's, after that day, I don't think I was as quiet. I was never as quiet. I had a lot to say. I wanted to know people. I wanted to learn about their lives. I wanted to be in front of people. I wanted
well, I
to.
I should come in last sometime.
Yeah, try it. Try it. It's the last. It was probably. And again, it's like to say, you come in last. It's the last time you want to do that. Everything else is different from
That's
then on.
That's a great way to put it. That's a great way to put
yeah.
it. It's not as if, so you think if you would have come third, it would have been a bit different for you.
Last hurts in 100 meters.
Yes.
It hurts because the finish line is right there. It's right there, and you don't think you could get, someone could pull away from you in that distance, but it's ridiculous.
But it's what, 10, 12 seconds?
9 seconds. You have 9 seconds to make it there, and you a difference in a hundredth of a second in with the visual eye is, you know?
Right.
It's a lot when you're looking at times. For us, it's a whole lot. So it was my that was my out-of-body experience.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
Exactly.
Right,
there you go.
Wow.
Yep. I'm going to say something, Gregory. It's not that I haven't taken last again after that, but it was a different attitude about it. I never took that loss the same, ever. So.
What do you mean?
So ever since, I mean, all the losses, if there was a loss after, it wasn't like... It was the first, it was, I think it was the loss, the impact of being on that stage for the first time in my life and failing for the first time in my life, just in front of a huge audience.
It's abject failure, too. It really is.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Your own stage, I mean.
It's probably my first time on TV as well.
Really?
I think, yeah.
Wow, and was this immediate? Was this an immediate change? Or?
It was immediate. I got in the stands. My coach had a long talk with me. This is it's a coach.
What'd your coach tell you?
Athlete talk. I've always gotten the same thing. Just chin up, and next year you did what you had to do. But it's one of those things where you're just when I say out of body experience, I wasn't really listening to anyone for at least a day. I just could not. I couldn't. Bring anything to thought. I couldn't say anything to anyone. I didn't want to talk to anyone. But something about it changed me forever.
Now, can you share any personal stories with us about how Bridgetown Fitness has helped shape other lives and change other lives?
I can. We actually had one class. This is a specific story I'll never forget. I was teaching a class, and one of my most dedicated clients was in there, and before I go here, I just want you to know that a lot of people say before they go to Bridgetown Fitness, because it's unlike any other gym with that social aspect. They feel a part of the group. They feel
really
a part
like
of
that.
A team.
That's really missing a lot.
It's missing a
nowadays.
Lot. A lot of people go into gyms and it's quiet. You have your headphones
on. Yeah.
Yeah, here it's personal training in a group atmosphere, so it's kind of cool. It's fun. You look forward to being there. But we had a group class, so you can imagine the impact of what I'm about to say. We're in a group class, and I have the music going. I'm jumping around as
How
usual.
How many people are in this group?
Probably 15, 20.
Okay,
so
good
I'm
size.
Rolling
Not
around,
too big.
Yeah, rolling around, and one of my clients, I just see tears coming out of their eyes, and I'm not actually sure at the time what I'm supposed to do. they're actually in a plank position, and I'm thinking, well, I know it hurts, but I've never seen that. But I knew after a while that this was the impact that Bridgetown Fitness and the energy that I've been given and everyone's given in there to create this space, this special space, was hitting this individual client so hard in the heart. And we ended up talking at the end, and they told me that it was honestly one of the first times that this individual had felt like home and okay with their fitness levels and wellness. And that was actually very recent.
What a moment.
Maybe last week.
Really?
Yeah. So when I left that day, it was a powerful moment. I remember being super excited. I never really felt that type of impact in life with just running quick. I've ran fast and I've gotten medals. I've had a silver medal at a championship, a USA championship, but I've never felt that type of accomplishment, or I just never felt it.
But have you felt that kind of emotion before? Can you empathize with that sort of emotion?
I felt it before. Yeah, I know exactly how that feels. And it felt, if that's when I knew that I was in the right, headed in the right direction with this. It wasn't about my, it wasn't about trying to just make it, have a company, grow it, get a gym, everyone's there. I want to really, really touch lives in a way that they've touched mine.
Today's show was produced and edited by Gregory Day. That's me. If you'd like to contact me directly, you can reach me at greg@pdxpodcast.com. We'll be back with Henry Rollins next week. See you then.
So I went to University of Tennessee at the top sprint school to go to. And there was, I mean, some of the fastest sprinters ever have been there. And I learned a lot from that program. I decided to transfer and switched it completely to a distance program in University of Colorado. That's a distance team. One of the, it's probably the best distance team in the nation.
And why Colorado? Because of the
just
the
home.
Air?
It was home. I wanted to be there, and I felt like I could train myself.
And it gives you an advantage with the thin air up there, or
they
or
say
no?
It, they say it can, but I don't think it's for the, my. I can hold my breath through 10 seconds, 9 seconds, so less for me.
Right.
So, yeah, it's. I mean, overall, it was a great. There's a lot of mentors on the way, and I kind of combined all of that with. Just everything I've learned from great coaches, Kate Carey. She was one of the, one of the top trainers actually in Portland, and just hearing a lot of what she's been through and what she's learned, and then going to some of the top Pilates studios around here. And I mean, it's Pilates. I've taken fire, you know, bar classes, and it's just people, a lot of guys won't go and take those classes. It's different. That's no man's territory, but I go in anyways. So
I don't even know what it is.
It's almost like a dance. So if you've heard of Zumba, it's more of the strength version. And again, I'd like to tell people that I've gotten here from a series of unusual events.